All right. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning. And welcome back to the Will's Way Show. Man, I tell you, it has been one hell of a week, okay? There's been so much going on in the news. There's no way that I cannot address what is happening to our city. First of all, let me thank you guys for getting up and listening to the Will's Way Show. You know, we always thank you. We have a growing audience. We want to thank our host, Hot 104.1, Princess Storm over there, doing a fantastic job. The Will's Way Board, we're steady pounding away at trying to make this platform be great. And we just want to thank you, St. Louis, for getting up, tuning in. I've had so many comments on the show. Shout out to the company that I work for, BSI. I know those guys are up listening. Thank you guys for being part of a growing audience. It's amazing what you can do with this platform. So I want to thank those guys at BSI for getting up, coming on, ready to donate, ready to go and volunteer at a moment's notice. So thank you guys for that. Like I said, it's been a very, very gruesome week, y'all. We had so much happening. First off, with the young lady that we all know that lost her legs in a horrific accident. We're praying for her, praying for her family, that she's able to, you know, readjust to life. I know that is pretty traumatic, but we're all praying for her. We're praying for the family. And also, there's been another tragic accident. Four teens passed away. Another horrific speeding accident that happened on Forest Park and Grand. I'm sure you guys have heard about it. Public announcement. We need you guys to stop speeding through stop signs, stop lights. If you just can't avoid the speed, you should sign up to be a race car driver, really, because you're really killing us out here, literally. And we just want you guys to know that it's no longer fun. It never was fun, but it's not good to be speeding through these traffic zones because you're killing us. All right. So that's just my public service announcement. Don't mean to sound too preachy this morning, but I had to get that out. All right, St. Louis. So, all right, let's get back to the show. Coming up, my first guest, as you all know, I'm always trying to find bigger and better things for us to conversate on. We're always about community. We're always trying to better ourselves, get the information to you that you need, and some that you didn't know that was happening. And so I have a guest on today. She's going to bring us all that good news. My first guest is Dr. Holmes. Good morning, Dr. Holmes.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for coming on the Will's Way Show. We like to start off with you introducing yourself, who you went to, neighborhood, and that kind of stuff. And tell us what brings you to the Will's Way Show.
Sure. So I am Dr. Kendra Holmes, born and raised St. Louis native.
All right.
St. Louis Public Schools, definitely so St. Louis.
So St. Louis, all right.
Metro High School, born
okay.
And on the north side. I'm actually a pharmacist by trade, so I attended the University of Health Sciences and Pharmacy in St. Louis, and I currently serve as the president and CEO of Affinia Healthcare.
All right. That is awesome. That is awesome. So tell us, what brings you to the Will's Way Show this morning?
Well, you know, with all of this discussion that you just had about just the death and the trauma that's going on in our city, I really want to just provide some information and bring our attention to what's happening with Black mothers in our city and in our nation as well. And, you know, one of the most meaningful and happy times in a woman's life should be when she's pregnant and when she's delivering her baby and that time after when she's bonding with her child. And unfortunately, that is not the reality for many Black mothers. Black women in St. Louis and in this nation are 3 to 4 times more likely to die from a pregnancy-related illness than white women. And, you know, the crazy part about all of this is that these deaths are preventable, and we know how to prevent them.
Wow. Now that is just mind blowing, Doctor. So when you say death relatable, can you kind of expound on that? What kind of does that entail?
So for moms, and, you know, I have a son, he's 16 now, so it's been a while since I was pregnant. But, you know, just as a mother, when you're pregnant and when you're delivering, you're going through a lot emotionally and physically. Your body is changing. There are a lot of hormones. And unfortunately, if women aren't necessarily healthy when they become pregnant, they're predisposed to other illnesses. So hypertension while they're pregnant, diabetes while they're pregnant, they may have issues with asthma or cardiovascular issues, which predispose them to other health concerns. And the other part is that being pregnant is just stressful. And it's just a stressful period of time where mothers need additional support. And what they also really need is for their healthcare providers to listen to them. I hear women all the time, you know, they go to healthcare providers, especially for Black women. And we're telling the healthcare providers, we're telling our doctors, you know, something isn't right. And because of racism, because of implicit bias, Black women are not heard to the rate of white women. So we come in and we're telling people that, you know, something's not right. Something's not right with my body. And often we're sent home. We're not giving those follow-up tests that other women are provided. And that can lead to long-term complications and even possibly death.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. St. Louis, I hope you're up and listening because this is very important. And this is very educational because I wasn't aware of how much, let me just say how close they were to losing their life by just trying to have a child. So that was very informational, Doctor. We want to thank you for that.
Absolutely. And again, I mentioned that these deaths are preventable. So there's tons of data out from research that shows that when women have access to health insurance, so many of these deaths occur after 60 days. Currently, Medicaid in Missouri terminates after a mom delivers after 60 days. Well, all of the data shows that the risk, the highest risk for women as far as deaths, occur from 60 days up to 1 year. So what we are trying to get our legislators to do is to extend Medicaid coverage for underserved women up to 1 year so we can prevent these deaths. Other states have done this. Missouri is behind, as we are with many things. Missouri actually ranks 44th. In the U.S. for mortality for Black women and for mothers. And it's just unacceptable. And we know how to prevent these deaths. So we are urging our legislators to really pass this legislation and increase the Medicaid coverage up to 1 year.
Yes, ma'am. And so my question to you, Doctor, is there a bill already going through the legislation right now that has that language in it to extend it?
Yes. So actually, the bill was introduced in last year's Missouri legislative session. And it sought to authorize postpartum Medicaid coverage up to 12 months. However, last year, that bill was not passed. That bill has been reintroduced to the legislature in the current session, and it is currently going through the process. Now, the good point is that we did have some bipartisan support of this particular bill. Even our governor provided support for this bill as well. But there are certain language that currently is being argued over, and we're hoping that our elected officials can get past politics and do what's right for women and mothers.
Yes, yes. I think that is so important. I kind of listened to the politics of the business of what's going on in Washington as well as Jefferson City. And it's always the infighting that stops them from doing important things like this, you know, with extending health care for mothers. It should be such a simple plan, but they just make everything out of a battle, you know, and then you just find this disingenuous. So we're with you. So what do we need to do at St. Louis to help further this cause and, you know, help support?
Well, you know, first, definitely on the legislative spectrum, we can contact our state legislators and demand that they do what's best for Missouri mothers and pass this legislation. I can say that what we can do just as a community is support Black mothers. We need to have advocates for Black mothers. And what Black women, I urge them to do is no one knows your body more than you. No one knows if you're not feeling right but you. So when you are not feeling right, you're pregnant or otherwise, and you have a healthcare provider who is saying, no, you're fine, or sending you back home and not doing additional tests, go to another provider. Seek a second opinion. We need to be heard as Black women. And unfortunately, in this nation, we are not heard as Black women. And that's why you see this number of mortality rates with Black women. And something else that's really important to discuss is that when you look at the research on these moms that are dying, and you remove all of the socioeconomic issues. So, you know, people often say, oh, it's because they don't have education, or they live in a certain area, or they have a certain lifestyle, or they're not healthy. You can remove all of those socioeconomic issues, and Black women are still 3 to 4 times more likely to die. And that ultimately comes down to the fact that the lives of Black women are not valued in this nation, in the healthcare system. And that has to be called out, and that has to change.
Well, I am so happy that you're here today on Will's Way Show, spouting out that message. That is definitely important to us, and I am with you. We definitely need to get the message out to our legislators and just the women in general, you know, to let them know we support them, we're behind them. And I think that, you know, just you speaking on that matter should bring much more awareness to where we need to go and what we need to do.
Absolutely. We need everyone's support. This is definitely a team effort. And, you know, just a shout out to dads as well. We need dads going to those medical appointments with us, those prenatal appointments, being in the hospital with us and being our advocate and speaking for us when we don't have a voice.
Speak on that, doctor. You need what now? You need the dads to do what?
I need the dads to be in those prenatal appointments.
Yes.
I need them to be the heavy in the room when the mom is tired and the mom is not feeling her best. I need the dads to step up and say, you know what? She says she's not feeling right. You need to run some additional tests.
All right, dads. You heard, doc. She's trying to tell you something. We need to do better and be better and be more supportive. I like that. So tell me, do you have any events coming up that you would like for St. Louis to know about?
Absolutely. So we have many community events. So Finney Healthcare is always out in the community. And we've done a lot of work also with Princess Storm. We talk about moms. She's been so supportive of our prenatal efforts and our diaper days where we raise funds to provide diapers to the community. So some of our upcoming events, we do actually this Friday at our 1717 Biddle location, we have a food pantry. So fresh food, we partner with the St. Louis Area Food Bank. It is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. again at 1717 Biddle. And it is a food pantry, fresh fruits and vegetables, very high quality food, open to the public, no cost at all. And also coming up, we also have some vaccine clinics. So if you need vaccinations, flu vaccines, or if you just need medical care, you can always contact us at 314-814-8700.
Fantastic. Thank you, doctor, for all that important information. While I have you on the phone, can I just ask a question and have you kind of explain to us, what is the status situation of COVID as it opposed to women that are pregnant now?
So that's a great question. And currently the recommendation is that individuals who are pregnant be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine. The data that we have seen is that those individuals, those moms who are pregnant, are susceptible to more complications. So we've seen early deliveries, low birth weight children, when there's a severe case of COVID-19. So we urge all pregnant moms to be vaccinated.
Thank you, doctor, for that information. I just want St. Louis to know that it's all hands on deck, and we need to make sure that these mothers get all the love and care that they need, because that is a trying time. The most beautiful time in life is life being made, you know. So is there anything you want to tell St. Louis before I let you go this morning?
Sure. So there's one final thing. You know, we fought so hard to have Medicaid expanded in the state of Missouri, and now they're trying to take it back. Yeah. So April 1st, there will be a required annual Medicaid renewal starting again. So they had actually halted those renewals during the public health emergency due to COVID. But now Missourians who currently are Medicaid eligible will be receiving an annual renewal. And it usually takes place around the anniversary of when you initially received Medicaid coverage. So there will be a renewal packet mailed to the address that you have on file with the Missouri Family Support Division. It is very important for individuals to update your information. If you have moved, if you have a new address, please update your address with the Missouri Family Support Division so that you can receive that renewal notice. If you do not receive that renewal notice, you will lose coverage for Medicaid. So please, this is very important. We have estimates now of up to 200,000 individuals will lose Medicaid coverage. We're very frightened that that will be, again, women and children who definitely need Medicaid coverage. So please, I urge everyone who is Medicaid eligible, please update your address with the Missouri Family Support Division so you can renew and continue to have your health insurance coverage.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hand claps all around. That was excellent information, doctor. We want to thank you for all of that. St. Louis, we need you to contact your legislators, okay? We need Medicaid extended for these pregnant women, Black women, and then we just need the love and support for them. And we want to thank you, Dr. Holmes, for coming on this morning, giving us this great interview.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, and have a great Sunday.